Hello and welcome to KnitWorks, a series of talks powered by Rural Knit Youth Network, covering the challenges of rural knits, young people not in employment, education or training, living in the countryside. Rural Knit Youth Network is a European-led multidisciplinary network with the goal of understanding how rural knit social inclusion can be supported. Our network upholds future research capability, especially among young, talented researchers aiming at the creation of a rural youth online observatory. With these initiatives, we hope to foster knowledge use by policymakers and practitioners. To learn more about our project, please visit rnyobservatory.eu-web. School-to-work transitions should have as an end goal to achieve a decent job. Decent jobs depend on multiple institutional and social arrangements, as well as on key individual factors. However, the definition of decent work seems to still overfocus on job conditions such as income. On the other hand, for younger generations, especially those from marginalized groups, decent jobs are hard to reach. In this episode, Jonas Mazdonati shares with us the concept of decent work. He discusses how this notion stems from both the need to find stable, legal and well-paid jobs, but also to find personal and social meaning in work. Our guest points out how career development and career choices among younger generations will increasingly involve sustainability dimensions, something that will shape the future of work.
The trends I can see in the research field in vocational psychology, the first trend is to try to better understand the specific challenges and issues experienced by marginalized population or population that are at risk of marginalization. I was addressing migrant young people before, but we also have to increase our knowledge on people with disabilities or people belonging to sexual minority groups and so on. And more and more research is targeting this group and their specific needs and problems and issues. A second trend, which is strongly emerging within the last years, is to try to address sustainability within the career field. And there are still tensions within the vocational psychology community on what are sustainable careers, for example. Some scholars pretend that sustainable careers are these careers where people have a long-term perspective, and others add to that, and I belong to this second group, that it's not enough to just to think individual careers, but that sustainable careers are also careers where people do jobs that do not affect the society in a negative way. So in some more collective view of sustainable careers.
You can listen to this and other talks in full on the Rural Knit Youth Network project website at rnyobservatory.eu. This podcast is based upon work from COST Action Rural Knit Youth Network, supported by COST European Cooperation in Science and Technology. COST is a funding agency for research and innovation networks. Our actions help connect research initiatives across Europe and enable scientists to grow their ideas by sharing them with their peers. This boosts their research, career and innovation. Visit www.cost.eu.